coisas que a gente se esquece de dizer, frases que o vento vem às vezes me lembrar, coisas que ficaram muito tempo por dizer. Na canção do vento não se cansam de
Hello. This is Joy the Human, and you're listening to my show For the Masses on 91.5 WMFO Medford TUS Freeform Radio. Apologies for the late start, but I had things to tend to. So today's show is going to be focused on some of my favorite vocalists. I don't know. I was kind of trying to just like pick a theme for this week, and I was like, like I've never really like highlighted, you know, some of my favorite just like singers. Cause I have quite a few who like their voices are just like so captivating. Because I find that like, you know, with the music or with how music has evolved now, like, anyone can make music. And a lot of making music now is more, like, revolved around, like, producing the music and, like, what that looks like and the sound that people are, like, able to make and stuff like that. But, you know, back in, you know, 60s, 50s, 70s, you know, music was just a bit more simple. Well, arguably. I just mean, like, more bare bones, I guess. And it's just, like, you know, musician or, like, orchestra and or band. And then, like, singer or singers. Because, you know, you just couldn't, like, they didn't have FL Studio back then. So, I guess I just want to, you know, shed light on some of my favorite vocalists. And a lot of these are, like, singers whose primes were several decades ago. Because, I don't know, like, I don't know, guys. Like, I'm excited for this episode. I will also be, like, talking about the singers to some extent. Because a lot of them, I'm just, like, I honestly wish, like, they were more famous. I was, like, how are people not tapped in? But, like, maybe they had just way more fame, you know, during their prime, and now they've kind of just gone under the radar. And I wouldn't know because, you know, I was not alive at these points in time. It's a very long-winded explanation. But let's get started with Corcovado, parentheses, Quiet Night of Quiet Stars. And then, yeah, we'll chat. I feel like I'm rambling. I am rambling. I don't know. I'm just, like, back to be on the... I'm happy to be on the air, and I'm here on a different time, you know, Thursday at 3 p.m. I'm going to be here every week, so tune in, because I'm going to be here this summer. I didn't have a showtime when I was here 2 weeks ago, but, like, this is it. Thursdays at 3. So, wow, and that even rolls off the tongue, like, Thursdays at 3, like, come on. Okay, let's get into the music. Yeah.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely.
Esse amor, uma canção pra fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela ver seu Corcovado, o Redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste e descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Mm-hmm. quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor.
The very thought of you and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king and foolish. Though it may seem to me that's everything, the mere idea of you, the longing here for you, you'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. Moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
Now that we're through and you have gone far away, get out of my mind.
Out of my mind. Out of my mind.
Get out of my heart.
Out of my heart.
Get out of my life. Night after night.
Okay, so this is, I'm gonna talk. Timmy Euro, if I think that's how her last name is pronounced. Like, I am so obsessed with her voice. That song was called Get Out of My Life, by the way. And I'm gonna play another song by her once I'm done talking. Because I'm just like her voice is incredible. And I don't know. Like, I'm so fascinated by how she is so small. Like, this is a woman who was like 4'10, 4'11. And to carry this like insane, like, oh my God, like, I can't even articulate what I'm trying to say, but you hear it, like, guys. It makes me a little sad that her fame was very short-lived, because once, like her prime was when she was younger, and then as she got older, she, oh goodness, I literally read about this the other day and I'm like blanking, but she was just like struggling to like get the same hype essentially as she got older. But she like knew a lot of like, you know, big names. I think like she was Mick Jagger's like favorite vocalist, or maybe not, like I may fully be butchering that, but they called her like yeah, exactly, the little girl with the big voice. She was one of the first like blue-eyed soul stylists of her time. Like, that's what they call her because, you know, she's a white woman. But, oh, no, her mom. Oh, it was not Mick Jagger at all. It was Elvis Presley. And I don't like Morrissey, but, like, he was her favorite singer. Like, again, like, these are big names, like, people know. Like, I wish more people knew her, because her voice is just incredible. But I guess I'm putting you guys on, if you may not have known. If you were already in the know, like, kudos to you. You are so real. But let's play another song by her. This song is going to be Smile. And then the previous, you know, or before I played her, I also played Nat King Cole, who is, like, incredible. That song is so good. The very thought of you, insane. Like, again, I'm just gonna keep, like, admiring these people because I'm choosing my favorites. Like, yeah. Okay, let's get back into the music.
You should smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds way up in the sky, you gonna get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile, it may be, maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun. Gladness, come on,
little smile.
Here's a song that I've been associated with for a number of years now, and I think probably the reason that I like it so well is because the lyrics were written by the fabulous Johnny Mercer. It's called Midnight Sun.
Isn't a ghost of a chance, I know. But a summer romance should have a chance to grow. Mm-hmm. September's nearly over. The winter will be here. There won't be time to live and laugh and love again this year. If you and I could linger until an early snow, perhaps this romance might find time to grow. But love that is happy in me, uncertain and fleeting, when winter brings its promise of spring and a brand new year to love in. I wish you would remember, we ever started this romance at all, a summer romance hasn't a ghost of a chance, I know. But a summer romance should have a chance to grow.
All right. So Beverly Keeney had a very tragic life. She was a very sad woman. And she ended up, you know, taking her own life, which is very troubling. But her voice is so beautiful. And unfortunately, she did not have very mainstream success in the United States. But she was very famous in Japan, strangely enough. Don't know why, but like they're tapped into something that, you know, the US was just not at that time, because her voice is incredible. I think it's a good time as any for a PSA. Whoa. Did I just get super loud or what? Okay. At long last, the first ever Porch Fest here in WMFO's hometown of Medford hits porches, driveways, and yards around the city on Saturday, June 3rd, rain date Sunday, June 4th. Homes and businesses around Medford will host live music performances from 12 noon to 5 p.m., free of charge and open to all. With a wide variety of acts spanning genres and neighborhoods, Porch Fest will bring the talent of our diverse city out into the open air while inviting neighbors out to meet, celebrate, and bring our city a little closer together. Artists and hosts may sign up through May 21st. For registration and more info, visit medford.porchfest.info or Medford Porch Fest on Facebook or Instagram. A message from the Medford Porch Fest Organizing Committee and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. I wanted to read that PSA, which is different from my typical PSA. If you are a longtime For the Masses listener. But because I want to go to that. So I don't know. Maybe you'll catch me there. Because that's so silly. Like, I would love to go to Porch Fest. Okay. Let's get into some Mina, who is our next artist, singing a song that is in Italian, so I cannot pronounce the name, unfortunately. But let's get back into the music. Again, you are listening to my show, For the Masses, and I am Joe the Human on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tusk Freeform Radio. I don't know why I'm bringing out the radio DJ voice right now, but it just feels right.
With all of my heart, I declare with all my might, I'll love you forever as I love you tonight. My heart, I declare with all my might, I'll love you forever as I love you tonight.
Love you tonight.
Heavenly shades of night are falling, it's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling, 'tis twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight light. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again. In the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time.
Together, at last, at twilight.
So that was Twilight Time by The Platters. Again, another incredible vocalist. Like, cannot even explain how crazy Tony Williams' voice is. That is the name of the man that you just heard, lead tenor. Like, crazy. And then, okay, I think I'm gonna stop talking because I want to finish the songs. But next up we have Leslie Gore with her rendition of Misty, which you may have heard, by Johnny Mathis. His version is very famous. I really like Leslie Gore because her voice is just like, I mean, like, you guys will hear, she sings like, "It's my party and I'll cry if I want to," which is a very like peppy song, but her more like mellow sad stuff and just like slower stuff is just very like beautiful to me. Like, I just love, God, I just love these people's voices, guys. That is the point. And I love her especially too because she did a lot of like LGBT plus like work in her lifetime because she eventually just came out as like a lesbian. So like love that for her. Love her for that. So yeah, let's get back into the music.
Meses, aunque esos meses fueron el principio y el fin de un amor tan bonito quisiste, pero yo sí te quise y hoy me tengo que ir. Muy feliz fui contigo, me conformé con nada y hoy te quedas sin mí. A pesar de que nunca me dijiste te quiero, hoy que tengo que irme, me demuestras tu amor. Pero tengo que irme, porque ya no te quiero, no sé por qué motivo. Tenerte unos meses, aunque esos meses fueron el principio y el fin de un amor tan bonito, aunque no me quisiste, pero yo sí te quise y hoy me tengo que ir. Si me hubieras querido cuando yo te pedía que me amaras un poco, que me hicieras feliz, yo me hubiera quedado para siempre contigo, pero no fue posible y hoy me tengo que ir. Yo me hubiera quedado para siempre contigo, pero no fue posible y hoy me tengo que
Wow, can't believe we are at the end of our show. While I've been sitting here, I've just been stewing with ideas. This is going to be a recurring series. I unfortunately did not get to talk as much about the artist as I wanted to because I had a late start. And yes, like I really want to go in depth. I didn't even get to talk about June Christie, whose voice literally, it just oozes jazz and just like is so effortlessly like soulful and beautiful, like insane. And I even want to do a contrasting series where I do focus on production, because that stuff is also insanely impressive and incredible. It's like, no way you just did this with your computer.